The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, because right now it's raining, and if you're on the freeway, you're going, just remember, what do, you have April showers. What do April showers bring? Mayflowers. What do Mayflowers bring? Pilgrims. Never forget that. That just helps right off the bat. Also, the review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I've been getting emails like that quite a bit lately. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 1,800 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. And we're kind of proud of that. We just do the best we can. We have no idea what's going to happen. Only the Lord knows what's going to happen in the future. And we don't care. We just trust him. But for the next few minutes, we want to talk faith with you. So we're asking questions about that living life as a Christian thingy. So if you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, if you have something that's on your mind that's not too deep theologically where I have to do the research for it because the show is only 90 minutes and it's really tough to do theological research in 90 minutes, if you just have just like, I want to share a praise report or a prayer request, or, you know, I've got an answer to some of the trivia, I think I know what it is, or I want to try, never hesitate. Call in. You're always welcome to do so. When you call in, you call 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. When you do that, Terrific T will answer the phone, and when you talk to her, it's like a paid vacation. Oh, come on now. You don't want that. I want that. I'd take that right now. That would be awesome. Also, you can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can email david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. And before we go any further, I just want to remind people, because now it's all, like, real serious. Let me just remind you. I'm doing a survey for the doctorate degree. And so there's 36 questions. I went through it. Created most of it last night and this morning, and it takes less than 5 minutes. I mean, it is just like boom, 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 boom. No personal information, nothing published, nothing with your connection, just some basic information like, you know, what country do you live in, that kind of thing. And the only thing is if I send it to you, I'll send you a link. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a link with a password. All I need you to do is promise you can get it done by 6 p.m. on Wednesday, because I got to take all the information and then disseminate it together. No names, nothing personal. And if you reach out to david@hemustincrease.org, I will send you the link with the password. Just that simple. I got the professor got back to me this morning. I'll tell you this in the next segment. It's amazing. But he got back to me this morning. And I put together a kind of a proposal element, and you can get 150 points. I got 150 out of 150. He's like, okay. He goes, you just set up your next 2 weeks to be a lot easier. Very well done. Like, all right. Yoo-hoo. So I was happy about that because the following weekend we have to go to a wedding. So that's good because I'll be doing a lot of driving. All right. So on top of all that, you're welcome to reach out to us. You can also just send an email, david@hemusincrease.org, and I'll send you that link. The links are going out tomorrow morning. You'll have plenty of time. It won't be an issue. There's nothing to cover on that. In the meantime, I don't want you to forget about our website. Our website is hemusincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, so go there to the website if you're able to give in any capacity. That's a good place. Plus, on the website, let me just say this, so that you don't only have to go to the website to give. So let's just like kind of erase that. What you can do is there's small little audios on there and some videos that are throughout the site that are encouraging, that are there to help when you're like down or when you're like what Julianne, my daughter, has gone through. I have a series called Relentless Faith. Like, how do you just keep believing? How do you keep believing when everything looks like and it's hard? There's moments where you're just like, I don't get it. So that's on the website as well. Plus a new addition to our family, Bert Wayne Spoon. Who, I gotta say, I didn't realize how smart other dogs were, or how dumb Levi was, because this dog's like 2 weeks away from opening up the computer and putting in passwords and stuff. He's a pretty smart dog. It's amazing. So we're having kind of a good time there, but he is a little more of a barker than Levi was, so we're working through that. All right, I've got much to cover, but as God is in theory supposed to be in charge of what I do on a day-by-day basis, and what I mean by that is God, of course, is in charge, and there is no God but God, so don't ever get anything mixed up there. Even other gods are just fake other gods. They're not real. But as I try to walk with him, sometimes I get edged into a different direction than what I was planning on doing. And that happened today after my Bible and after my prayer times. Two things I want to share with you. I'm going to read you a passage. I want you to be aware of it. I don't want you to, you know, I don't want you to freak out about it, but just listen to what it says and get what Jesus is trying to say. That would be the most important part. This is out of Matthew chapter 15, verse 12, 13, and 14. Then the disciples came to him and said, "Are you aware that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this?" But Jesus replied, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by its roots. Disregard them. They are blind guides. If a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit." So I'm sitting there, and something my wife said to me last night made, you know, it's just your people in your life, they say something, and you sit there and you think, you cook it over in your brain after they say it, and you think, well, that's kind of an interesting thing. And one of the things that she said to me is, I have the perfect answer, and she's in a retail spot where there's thousands of people that go through the store every day. She engages with people all the time, and she's aware, and she has to be very careful what she says. She can't put herself in any kind of position politically or even sometimes spiritually, depending on what's going on. And she came up with this response for people that try to put something on her. She just says, "I am offended that you are offended." So wait. No, just bear with me. "I am offended that you are offended." Why that's amazing is because in our society right now, in the last, I don't know, It's got to be 25 or 30 years, but it's been just growing like crazy. There is this entire everybody's offended thing going on. I mean, it's almost like nobody can not only take a joke, but if somebody did something when they were 12, now it's held against them. And I'm not picking sides at all. This goes all the way around. And I think what's going to happen is that people are going to tear people apart. And this is a bad thing. This is not a thing to get into. So when you talk about, you know, the woke people or the politically correct people or the cancel culture, especially the cancel culture, you're talking about people that are getting offended. And because they're offended, everybody has to respond. But when Jesus said something and people were offended, he's like, "Who cares?" So it's like, wait. You can't say that about Jesus. Well, let me explain something to you that Jesus said quite clearly. In that verse 13, he replied, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots. Disregard them." What? How can you disregard them? You're offending people. See, this is the thing that people are missing. Jesus offended more people than he affirmed. And people don't realize that because they went with Jesus for a little while, and then he said something hard, and then they went, "See ya. I'm out. We're gone." Because it didn't jive with what they wanted to do. It didn't walk in with what they were thinking. And the reason that I bring this up is because, one, we have to stop being offended. And two, even the Lord in his demonstration in Matthew 15, 12, 13, and 14 is like, "I don't care." And you think, and he says, they're blind guides. They're both going to fall into a pit. The Heavenly Father hasn't planted them. If you haven't figured out what that means, they're not going to heaven. I mean, if you want to switch it around and do a paraphrase, it's like, I don't care. If they want to go to hell, that's their choice. In other words, he cares, but he wants you to know, hey, I've got a mission. I don't have time to waste on people that are just going to drone about and do nothing. I got to do what the Father set before me. That's what we have to do. And so what I want you to get from this is that don't get caught in any of the worldly, you know, banter back and forth. You don't need to be – you need to be concentrating on the things that Jesus talked about. By the way, this was in context with the food going through us and that the food that we eat is not really what defiles us, but our heart defiles us. And so that's what we need to be concentrating on, is what's going on inside our heart, not what's going on inside of societal agreements. Humanity will never agree upon the same standard because man is sinful. The only standard that we can really walk by is the standard that's set by Jesus Christ. And people have to like it. That's just the way it goes. That's the way the cookie crumbles. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame. It may be false.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
The David Spoon Experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome to the show, very proudly and honorably, Roma Downey and Mark Burnett, two people who have spearheaded the miniseries, the epic miniseries, The Bible, which I think we've talked about in the show 900 times, because it is an incredible series. And I just want to say welcome to both of you. Thank you for joining us here.
Thank you so much. We're now on the David Spoon Experience.
Yeah, I mean that in a quarter, and you still can't make a phone call.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I'm excited because this next segment is going to be kind of an uplifter. So the last segment was like a challenge, like, okay, well, we got to watch this kind of, you know, everybody getting offended about everything. Remember, love is not easily offended. Oh, love is not easily offended. Oh, wait, love is not easily offended. Oh,
God be praised.
You know what I think? I think we need more love. I mean, that's really a big part of what we need, more love. Love's not easily offended, right? Jesus said in the end times, the love of many will grow cold. Ooh, maybe another testimony or prophecy coming to pass before our eyes. Here's our first trivia question. Who was Bathsheba's first husband? Ha! Who was Bathsheba's first husband? If you think you know, you can call in 972-445-0770. Or you can text 214-210-8483. So the call-in is 972-445-0770. The text is 214-210-8483. Let's do some DNA. We're going to do our DNA. We have heard – I don't know if this is true or not. We had just talked about it off there. But we heard that maybe that they found a life on an alien planet or something. Is that
correct? Yeah, I think it was on there. I think it's in – what's that planet?
Which one? The one that they doused, that used to be Pluto, and then they got rid of it?
Yeah, a tiny, tiny planet.
And I think what they found were gummy worms. Okay, people, we're kidding, okay? So don't start freaking out. We can see people going to be running into their cars. Listen, what we're trying to tell you is there's always stuff that you're going to hear about no matter what. And you think, well, no, David's supposed to be serious. Let me explain something to you real quickly. In the news industry, if it bleeds, it leads. That's the rule. You know what? They don't start off with, hey, congratulations to Bob and Jane. They've been married for 85 years. We want to say, good job, guys. They don't start with that, do they? No, of course not. All right, DNA. So in the meantime, while all this stuff's going around, swirling around your head, you got to maintain your building blocks of who you are in Christ on a regular basis, and that's our DNA. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Not weekly. Not monthly, not a revival meeting every 3 or 4 years, okay? It's got to be a everyday faith, or it's really coming short. It's really kind of lining up underneath. The N stands for never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. There's no reason for you to be ashamed. If people don't like Jesus' words, they ain't going to like you if you're a Christian. That's how it goes. Oh, well, they're not disliking you anyway. They don't even know you. So that's the D, that's the N, and here's the A. Always be ready
to serve.
To serve. And the reason you want to be ready to serve is it makes you sensitive to the Lord, to be aware, to be used by him. Plus, you're aware of other people and of ministering to other people or serving other people, which is your opportunity to love other people. So that's why we do DNA. Excellent job, by the way. Good job. Thank you very much. Okay, our trivia question, then I'll get into what you're going to consider is to be one of the more bizarre things I've shared with you. Who was Bathsheba's first husband? That's what we're looking for. Who was Bathsheba's first husband? So she was married twice. I mean, there's just no way to get around that. You can call in 972-445-0770 and 214-210-8483 is the text. Okay. If I get... you know, lengthy, just remind me for the trivia. It's just like, hey, Dave, don't forget the trivia. So I want to share something that happened today. So I know that first section was a little more like forwardly, like that kind of thing. But this is what the Lord does in my life, and I'm sharing it because I'm as a big brother, not as your pastor, not as your Bible teacher, as your big brother in the Lord, I'm sharing with you something that happens so you can understand. Now, most of you know I'm a Baptist, so I believe let's put it this way. I don't think the cessation of the gifts has taken place, but I don't think the church has ever really figured out for the last 100 years how the gifts operate properly. So, you know, you could say I'm a conservative charismatic in a certain sense. That might be a nice way to say that. Okay? All right. So I was in prayer. I was doing my Bible today, and it was good because the dogs had tuckered each other out, which was really good because it's super hard to read your Bible when a puppy is eating your power cord on your computer. I don't know if you know that or not. It's kind of difficult. And so I was praying and did my Bible study, and then I was praying, and split my prayer up into two different kind of segments might be a good way to think of it. And one of the things that I was thinking about and that I was praying about was whether or not I was going to purchase this program. And I was really hesitant to purchase this program. It's something that will help me for school. It's something that will be – I can use for the next year, but I'm cheap. I don't know how to say it any better, right? If there's a sale on something somewhere, I'm much more likely to go there and adapt to my mind to that's what I want to be having only because there's a sale. Does that make sense? Okay. So, all right. So I decide, I think, ma'am, I think I should probably buy the program. And I am telling you, I don't know if it was the Lord. It wasn't the Lord's voice because I've heard that like three times in my life. But it was certainly the Holy Spirit going, you will get these funds back immediately today. And I thought, oh, that's such a nice thought. Isn't that a nice thought? Right? I mean, I'm going to spend $26.97, so much more, and I'm going to get money back today. Right? Isn't that great? So I decide, all right, well, boy, I wish that was you, God. That's what I said. I said, I wish that was you. So I go ahead and I make the purchase. Within 30 seconds, I get the first email. That's from the professor going, the stuff you wrote lights out. Great. We're going to use it. Blah, blah, blah. So that's fantastic. When I finished my second set of prayer, I got another email from the school. This is so funny. About a refund for my book voucher that I didn't use all my book money and I'm getting a refund for it. I'm just sitting there going, unbelievable. Right?
Wow.
I mean, that was just amazing. Like, and so it's not that I think that, oh, well, gosh, oh, you can just hear God. See, this is where I think we can't figure out how to do this stuff right. This is my problem. You see, Jesus was perfect and consistent in how he engaged between the Father and the Holy Spirit. And we do a lot worse. So let's just say, yes, that's true. But we can still have moments. And in those moments, guess what? We get to enjoy the engagement with God. So here it's the – and you think, well, that's a coincidence. I know, but that's what everybody says about everything.
It's a coincidence.
Well, at what point is it God? Well, at what point do you just go, oh, the Lord set that up? I mean, don't you think the Lord – I mean, he certainly knew that the refund for the books was coming and to go forward. It's just like – it's just one of those bizarre like, oh, did that work out perfectly or what? And I wasn't even sure and I was a little bit timid and just because I'm cheap. And it's just like, all right, here I go. And the Lord's like, I got it covered. It's just like – but you think, well, that's very overly charismatically spiritual. Oh, no, it's not. It's the same thing we do. We ask God. We offer up our prayers. There's times where he goes yes and it's right away. There's times where he says no. And there's times where it's answered over time or whatever the case may be. There's nothing wrong with believing and trusting. And if it doesn't work out perfectly and you were wrong, it's not the end of the universe. It's not the end of your relationship with God. Could you imagine if people witnessed and if they had a failure or didn't do it so good that they never witnessed again, what a disservice to the kingdom of God that would be? Well, how much more is that true of us trying to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit leading, guiding, and directing us? And then again, I'm very
Most of you know I'm very anti, I'm super anti show. I'm super anti, like on a pulpit stage or, you know, kind of that kind of thing. I don't like that. Radio show is different because it's based on entertainment. So I do have a different mindset towards it. But what I think is important is our willingness to risk and to try. And maybe it doesn't work and maybe it falls on your face and you gave it some effort. I wrote a book. It was terrible. It was a terrible book. I mean, now I would go back and slap myself, right? But you know what? I wrote a book. Hey, at least I did it. At least I tried. And my point in that is that we need to be more willing to risk. When the Holy Spirit speaks or we get that unction or that direction – and by the way, that's been described by every charismatic, Pentecostal, and conservative scholar as some kind of push or some kind of lead or some kind of directive. When they have that, try to learn from that. Try to be sensitive to that. Maybe the Lord's trying to lead you, trying to guide you. I think that's an important thing. Especially when you have Romans 8:14, which says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So are we led by the Spirit? That's a fair question. In fact, the scripture says in Ephesians 6:18 that we're supposed to pray in the Spirit. When I ever bring that up, now I know that that's not limited to something that most people think is limited to, but it's just so funny when people look at you. Did you pray in the Spirit? What? It's like people are going to flip out on you right then and there. All right. I just think that's really cool stuff. I don't know. I think the kingdom is cool. I think it's awesome to be a Christian. And, you know, sometimes you have these moments where the Lord goes, bing, there you go. And you're just like, oh, thank you so much for allowing this. It reminds me actually of Ezra, who had favorable moments and kept saying that, you know, the Lord's gracious hand was upon us. That's great. All right, trivia. Who was Bathsheba's first husband? Uriah the Hittite. I think it's a Hittite. Yeah, that's right. Uriah the Hittite. That'd be 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 3, for those who are looking for a reference point. Now, I'm going to – this is all day, just like this. It'll blow your mind. A year and a half ago, I taught something on this show. I am teaching that exact same thing tomorrow or today that I taught a year and a half ago, okay? And it's like the exact same thing, and I have no idea why I'm doing it. But I'm just going to do the best I can to follow. That's what we do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, top of the hour. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
I am such a sinner. Not just a sinner. I am such a sinner. I'm like the biggest sinner ever. That's how I felt. And then it was the understanding that God really cared about me. And therein lies the key. Because God did care. He does care. And it's the same for you. You're listening to me. He does care. And that pain you're going through, it makes him weep. And you might think, well, you can't back that up spiritually or scripturally. Yes, I can. John chapter 11, verse 35. Jesus wept, not for Lazarus. Lazarus was getting up in 5 minutes, but all the grief and the pain around him. Come on. God has a heart. His heart's bigger than your heart. So here's part of the things that I'm skipping light years. I'm just going past it. But it's like when that guy started crying and I started getting mad, and then he said it was, this is how the Lord feels for you, and this is the Lord's heart for you. It just showed me I'm so hard hearted. I'm like a rock, but not in a good way. You know, I'm like a dumb rock. Like, oh man, what's the matter with me? And so you know what he did when he was done doing that? Because now I'm gone, right? Because now you, well, how do you think after that happens, how do you think I feel? Okay. So now I'm like, please pray for me. That's right. Because I'm just lost. And he prays for me. And it's powerful. It's like, you know, it's unbelievable. It's just really, very, really powerful. Here's the thing that leads up to it. Now, are we ready? And that is the powerful point, especially when he cried. But it turns out that I went to that church for a little while. You want to hear something absolutely, positively, mind-blowing, amazing? 3 months later, on a Sunday night,
I was preaching in that church, and I was preaching Romans 1:16, the very first thing I ever taught in my life, in that church, in Pastor David Huntsworth Church, Abundant Life in Dillon, Colorado. And I'll tell you one thing that I hope you really hear, and that is that one experience so affected me, I was never the same person again. It just showed me that God really does care. We're pretty hard-hearted. Yeah, we're kind of, we're mashugi from time to time. Not God. He's totally awesome.